Shut up, old man.
It's the Morning News Express, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD, and on live with our Facebook Live. Man, we're really doing the Facebook Live things at 930 WFMD Bob, or Bob WFMD, one of those two. I can never figure it out. But there she is. She's Elizabeth Cromwell. She is the director of the Chamber, president of the Chamber of Commerce. She is in the studio this morning to talk to us. Good morning. How are you, young lady?
Hey, Bob. Thank you so much for having me over.
First met you back in the day when you were over at the library.
Oh, many years ago.
Yes, yes.
We still have Val coming in to talk with you about the library.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I don't know where you found her.
I love that girl.
She's a crazy one.
Yes, she is.
For people who don't know what the Chamber does, I mean, what's their mission statement? What's their main focus?
Well, the Chamber kind of has two dual roles. One role is to help our members become more successful in their businesses. So it's very individual. We try to help provide products, services, training, networking, those kinds of opportunities for companies to grow their business. The second kind of big track we have is really to help make the Frederick County business landscape as conducive for business as possible. So we really kind of work on those much larger scale projects to try to help make Frederick County the place to do business.
All right, I got you a good question. So what are the great things you hear about the Chamber, and then what are things people telling you that might be going, hey, you guys could do a better job at?
Well, you know, it's actually a super interesting time at the Chamber. I think it's very exciting that we are growing substantially the number of members we have. So 3 years ago, we had about 500 members. Today, we have about 900 members.
That's nice.
The difference, and what I, to answer your question, is those companies are getting smaller and smaller that are joining the Chamber. So we have the average company size is much smaller than it was 3 years ago.
So in other words, it's just instead of 30 employees, they might have 10.
Right, or even more to the point, instead of 200 or 300 or 1,000, like, you know, some of those Bechtels and those kind of companies that have left this area, we have had this infusion of very nimble, entrepreneurial, startup, kind of small companies and family businesses that have come into the Chamber. So to answer your question about what do we do well and what do we not do well, well, I think we do everything pretty well. But we really do want to work on refining what those programs and services are to better fit this kind of new and growing membership that we have.
Yeah, because it's ever flowing and different needs. Yeah,
absolutely.
So, you know, what Bechtel needed with their thousands of employees, the guy down here at the local restaurant doesn't have to, they're not the same needs.
That's exactly right. So we're right in the middle of refining that and discovering what is it that's really important to our members. So one of the reasons I wanted to come in and talk to you today is some of the output of that analysis is a new event that we're going to have. And so on Monday, November 6th, we're going to have our first annual family-owned business conference.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, what we've discovered through this whole process is a ton of those small businesses are family-owned. And it's not unique to Frederick County, but Frederick County has a very large number of them. And so what we want to do is spend a whole day on workshops and programs oriented towards the unique needs of family-owned businesses, whether it's board succession, succession planning, or, you know, intergenerational communications. We find that some of the farms that are members of the Chamber have issues about, you know, what happens for the next generation.
Right.
Maybe they do want to take it over, but maybe they don't. And so how do you best take those next steps? So that is going to be a really exciting day for us on November 6th. Also in the evening, we're bringing in a nationally known keynote speaker named Wayne Rivers.
Oh, I thought it was me. I'm sorry.
And you.
Yeah.
Wayne writes for the Wall Street Journal. You'll see him on the Fox Business Network. You see
nice.
Him on CNBC. So he's going to be at the conference, but we're also doing an event at the Weinberg that night for anyone to come. So it's $10 if you want to come and hear more of what Wayne has to say. He's the founder of the Family Business Institute, and he's going to share a lot of tips about how to better manage a family-owned business.
Well, it's interesting because I have a friend of mine who owns, you know, I'm thinking the Honey Baked Ham down here, mm-hmm. and their family-owned business. And yet you sit there and talk about a farm being a family-owned business, and the needs of those two people are so different. I mean, agricultural-based and retail food-based. You know, that's kind of running the gamut when it comes to trying to, as you said, meet the needs. But
right.
I guess if you step back and look at it, a business is a business. You know, if you're going to hand it down to a family member, you're going to hand it down to a family member, whether they're getting up and milking cows or whether they're getting up and slicing ham or slinging hash or, you know, changing tires or whatever it is.
And maybe it just comes from me because my husband runs a family-owned business. But, you know, I know what it's like to be at Thanksgiving dinner and have, you know, 10 different people at the table talking about business because mm-hmm. it's 24/7.
Oh, yeah. I've been there and done that too.
Yeah. So that's just one example of, I think, how the chamber is evolving. And we are really recognizing this new wave of members. And of course, our major employers and our large companies are really important. And a lot of these small companies are actually contractors to the larger companies. So they're super important. Right. They help our stability for the economy. But it's all these smaller businesses that are really doing some exciting stuff.
Chamber, good. We're going to be running out of time here. We're talking with Elizabeth Cromwell. She is the president of the Chamber of Commerce here in Frederick County. When you help a business, like say a new family startup business or something like that, who might not have a whole lot of background in business, does the chamber help you there? I mean, because, you know, or can you go to the chamber and say, hey, do you have resources to help me put together a business plan? I have a great idea for a business, but I can't spend 7 months in school trying to come up with how to figure out how to do that. Do you have those kind of resources or not?
We are a very good clearinghouse for finding those resources. Okay. And we love to have those conversations. I will say that somebody like that is probably not ready to join the chamber.
Okay.
They might want to come to some of our programs, and lots of our programs and events you can come to even if you're not a member. But what a chamber member really has is they're launched. They're,
okay.
You know, they're, or they're getting ready to launch.
Okay.
But if you have a great idea, we can certainly hook you up with some people who can help you develop business plans, get the training you need to actually get to the point where you really become a part of the business community.
One other thing you got going on, and I know it's always a big part, September 7th, Touching Lives in Frederick County. It's an awards breakfast. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's even better than an awards breakfast. It's a recognition ceremony for the people who work in the Frederick County nonprofit world who are the unheralded heroes. So it's September 7th. It's a breakfast. Everybody who comes receives recognition. Everybody, nice. Yeah, it's not a competition. It's just our way of saying there are a ton of people behind the scenes that don't get the recognition that the leaders usually do. And so this is our way of saying thanks to the people who are really making a difference in the community.
The bread and butter, the backbone.
Absolutely.
There you go.
And you know what? They like it, but their families really like it even more. And so you can come to that breakfast. It's the most heartwarming event. It's September 7th at the Arc.
Generally, the people who get nominated for these kind of things don't like the recognition because they'd rather just be in the background, and they do it because they don't want to be recognized. They do it because it's in their heart to do it.
Absolutely. Same with our public safety awards. They don't want the recognition, but you know what? Their families really appreciate it.
They understand it and the sacrifice. All right. So if anybody wants to know more information, the chamber is always, always busy. I'm looking at their website. There's everything. I mean, they've got an event tonight. They've got a new member reception. They've got something coming up on next Monday and third. I mean, you guys are just always busy. So if somebody wants to know more about the Chamber of Commerce, where do they go?
FrederickChamber.org is the best place. We have all the information up there, and we would love to see some new faces there.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you.
There she goes, Elizabeth Cromwell. She is the Chamber Queen of the Chamber of Commerce. That's what we like to call it. There you go. It's the Morning News Express.